Hey guys, welcome in. It is Brad with College Sportscast. I am here this morning to do a short little show for you guys, and we are going to do kind of a weekend update. So for the Sweet 16 and for the Elite 8 games that are going on, doing a little bit of an update here for you guys.
Executed.
I heard a fan offer free Dippin' Dots if I blew it.
Wanted to have some fun, you know, execute.
I had bombs.
Stay as a team, execute, give 100%.
Dippin' Dots sound good.
All right, guys, welcome in. It is Brad with College Sportscast. It is Saturday morning. Normally do these on Sunday, but this Sunday is Easter. So I'm going to be taking Easter off. Hope everybody has a happy Easter. So we will not be doing a show tomorrow. So because of that, I thought I'd come on this morning, do a Saturday morning kind of a update, weekend update instead of a wrap up. Start out with, there is now two new ways that you can help support us on Facebook, guys. You can send us stars on Facebook, and by sending stars on our content, that will help us raise money, earn money to make more content for you. Or you can now subscribe to our Facebook page. It is 99¢ a month, and that will help support us to continue to make more content for you guys. So if you're on Facebook, you can do that, do either one of those, and it'll help support us. All right. With that said, I had a great opportunity this week, a couple of days ago, actually, to go to Lexington to the Joe Kraft Center and attend the Kenny Brooks press conference. Introductory press conference. So I want to open the show up and kind of talk a little bit about that. Head coach, the new head coach, Kenny Brooks. I got to attend the press conference. Actually got to ask a couple of questions to Coach Brooks. And it was just a great all-around experience. And I really... really liked the way that Kenny answered everything. I mean, he's just, he's very knowledgeable. You can tell that he's been a coach for over 20 years. He's passionate about women's basketball, cares tremendously about it, cares tremendously about his players and about family. So it was a really good press conference and opportunity to go up there. Please check it out. You can go to our page. You can look it up online. You can go to ukathletics.com and check it out as well. But I believe my questions are the third and the second to last, I believe. I asked him about player development, because he's getting very high praise from all around, especially his previous AD, Virginia Tech AD, gave him some very high praise, said he's the best that he's ever seen, the Virginia Tech AD did. And then I also asked him, he's a former player for Lefty Duzel from James Madison, and I asked him about what he took as a coach from Lefty Duzel, and he had a great answer. So you could tell that he had a lot of love for his coach, and he had course, Lefty just passed away within the last year. And he had a great answer to both of those questions, actually. So I'll start out the show talking about that and how great it was. And I appreciate you guys joining me. I think it's just going to be me. I'm not sure. I tried to get hold of a couple of John and Johns, my two Johns this morning, and neither one of them's got back to me. So I kind of sprung this on. I really didn't have plans, but I kind of sprung this one on. So all right, Sweet 16 games. Let's move on to the Sweet 16 games. So, first of all, on the men's side, the last two nights, Clemson hung on and beat Arizona 77-72. You got to hand it to them. I don't know how they've managed to fix basically the entire ACC play. They was not that great. I mean, they were okay, but not great in the ACC. I picked them as a sleeper pick in the ACC before the season. I thought they really had the talent to do it, but I was not impressed with the way they had played. And you got to give it to them. You know, PJ Hall and the guards and you know, have put it together at the right time. They've made a run to the Elite Eight. The first time they've been, there's quite a few teams that it's been a while. It's only the second time Clemson has ever made the Elite Eight, and the first time since 1980 that they have made the Elite Eight. So you got to give a shout out to them. They held on and beat Arizona 77-72. UConn pretty much demolished San Diego State by 30 points, 82-52. So UConn moves on. Of course, they're the defending champs from last year. Alabama held on and beat North Carolina 89-87 and moves on to the Elite Eight as well. And it's the first time they've been to the Elite Eight since 2004, I believe, and only the second time ever that they have been to the Elite Eight as well. North Carolina fans are a little upset. You know, they were the number one seed and made it to the Sweet 16, but didn't make it to the Elite Eight and certainly fell short of the Final Four, which is where most of them thought this team could get. I thought there was a good chance this team could get to the Final Four as well. Unfortunately, I mean, Bama, Mark Sears has been playing fantastic. Estrada. And, of course, you got Grant Nelson, who had a really good, great game here. Over 24 points and I think 10 rebounds. You know, he had a great game as well. So, you know, Alabama has the talent. I was really surprised down the stretch that they made some really great defensive plays as well. So that's a pretty good sign for Nate Oates and this Alabama team, because they've been scoring tons and tons of points all year long. Good morning, Dave. What's up? They've been scoring tons and tons of points all season long, but they haven't really been able to stop anybody. And I thought it was kind of impressive with Alabama that they made some defensive plays down the stretch to help win this game. And then Illinois outlasted Iowa State 72-69. And again, with Illinois, it's the first time they have made the Elite Eight since 2005. So it had been 19 plus years for three of these four teams on Thursday that made it to the Elite Eight. So, you know, and Brad Underwood gets it done, makes it makes it to the Elite Eight for them. You know, he's been there several years now and has fallen short a couple of times when they've had some really good teams. With Terrence Shanning Jr. and, you know, they get the job done here and get to the Elite Eight, have a chance at a Final Four. So, you know, I was impressed that they could beat this Iowa State team. This Iowa State team had been really, really impressive this year defensively. Was fantastic at home. And wasn't quite as good away from home. So, you know, but you got to give credit to Brad Underwood and this Illinois team. Like I said, with Terrence Shannon Jr., they just have been playing some really great ball going down the stretch here. Oh, my bracket was busted on the first day. Absolutely, Botkins. I'm not even playing. And you're right. Illinois, Terrence Shannon Jr. might be the best player in college basketball right now. I mean, I'm not sure that you could say otherwise outside of maybe Edie. Edie's had, I think, five straight 20-10 NCAA tournament games, which is a record for the last 20 years or 25 years or something like that. I agree with you, Botkins, on that. All right, let's get to yesterday's games. NC State has made the run of all runs. You got to give it to them. I mean, it's very reminiscent of the run that was made in 1983 with Jimmy V. I've got a friend with the Fanboys that is a huge NC State fan. He does NC State coverage and podcast. And he was talking about the run. He's been talking about it for the last few weeks now. And I told him, you know, it's a shame that we're not going to get to see Jimmy V with his arms wide open, running around, trying to look for somebody to hug, you know? I mean, most of you guys probably wasn't around back then, but I was. And it's one of my early tournaments that was pretty amazing. I mean, they were not anywhere near what that Houston team was in 1983. And they were a huge underdog. They made a great run in the tournaments to just kind of like this team has to get there because no one expected them. They had not played great. They were not a great team all year long. And they just made one hell of a run in the NCAA tournament. And that's what this team, DJ Burns, is just tearing it up. I mean, we were just sitting here talking about Terrence Shanning Jr. and Zach Edey, and I did Zach Edey. But I'm going to tell you, I mean, TJ Burns right now is tearing it up and looks unstoppable. And, I mean, that's what the beauty of this tournament is. That's the reason why I love March Madness. Is you get teams like NC State, Clemson, that didn't put it together all year long. And here they are when the lights are shining brightest on the biggest stage, they're putting it all together and making a run. And, you know, if this was a series like the NBA, 9 times out of 10, that wouldn't happen. And the beauty of March Madness and NCAA basketball is that teams like this can put it all together on the biggest stage and make these kinds of runs. This is NC State's first Elite Eight since 1986. Of course, they won it all in 1983. But this is their first Elite Eight appearance since 1986 under Jimmy V. So congrats to them. And in the upper part of that bracket, Duke held on to beat Houston 54-51, the four seed over the one. So Houston is now the other number one seed that's been knocked out. Duke had looked really, really good. The physicality of Houston, I thought might get them, but they hung tooth and nail with them the entire game. And in a low scoring physical battle game, they outlasted Houston. And Calvin Sampson and Jamal Shedd and LJ Cryer. You have to give them a little bit of props for that. I've been surprised, really. Duke had not played well down the stretch. Lost in the first game of the ACC. Lost to North Carolina at the end. I mean, they had not played well either. They're putting it together and making a good run as well. Botkins, I kind of agree with you. I think Purdue and UConn do look like the best two teams right now. But I will have to say that Clemson and North Carolina State look like they have the best runs going and putting it together. Whether or not that's going to be enough to knock off teams like Purdue and UConn, we're going to have to wait to see. But, you know, we'll find out pretty soon, actually. And then in the lower bracket, Purdue beats Gonzaga 80-68. Like I said, Zach Edey's got a string of like five straight 20-10 games in the NCAA tournament. I think it's the most consecutive for like 20 or 25 years, something like that. And Purdue is looking really, really strong. And we'll see what happens. But they got a tough game ahead of them because Tennessee kind of controlled the game and beat Creighton 82-75 and looked pretty strong doing it. This Tennessee team, I'm not surprised, is in the Elite Eight. I thought early on this year, way before tournament, I'm talking in December, January, I thought this team had that kind of potential. Now, going up against Purdue is going to be a tough matchup for them. Dalton Knecht scores 24. Dalton Knecht's been a fantastic player for Tennessee this year. I think he's the difference maker for them. Vescovi didn't even play yesterday, had the flu. So he set out. I'm not sure what that means for tomorrow's games, tomorrow's game versus Purdue. This Tennessee team is a legit, really good team. And I knew it. I'm really not surprised about Alabama being there as well. Nate Oates has done a fantastic job with Bama. It's two SEC teams that make it. It's a shame that there's not one or maybe two more that could do this. I'm surprised by the two ACC teams, and I think the entire country is. The two that I'm talking about is Clemson and North Carolina State. They get three into the Elite Eight. And the Big Ten gets two with Purdue and Illinois. So, and of course the Big East won with UConn. That's how the Elite Eight breaks down. And then, guys, I'm going to go and we're going to get to the women's side of this bracket of the tournament. And the women have only played one day of Sweet 16 games. The second day of Sweet 16 games is today for the women. But yesterday, there was a controversy in the first game of the day. Excuse me. There was a controversy in the first game of the day with Hannah Hidalgo having a nose ring. And she's been able to play with it all year long. And the game started, and the refs made her go out. And they took her out of the game and made her remove her nose ring. And it took a little while, and she had to sit out of the game. And she was a little upset by it because she's been able to play with it all year long. And after the game, the refs put out a thing that said they were cracking down on jewelry and the Sweet 16 and all this. So there was a little bit of controversy in this game. It upset Hannah Hidalgo. She's a freshman on a great – she made the first team All-American. Great player that has led them this year. But she was upset by this. She was frustrated. She did not play well. She made a statement about having to miss time in this game because of what was going on with all this. So I kind of feel bad for her, but Oregon State wins this game yesterday, 70-65. I just keep it consistent is all. I mean, I've always played where you can't wear jewelry. That's not a huge deal. I mean, I've coached girls AAU ball, middle school girls, and I've played and everything. So and boys AAU ball, both girls and boys. And we always play where you can't wear jewelry on the court. I've coached soccer. You can't have any jewelry. I mean, that's common, okay? What's not common is that they've let her play with this all year long. And then yesterday they decided to take her out of the game after the game had started. That's not right. It's just not right. South Carolina had to hang on to beat Indiana yesterday. And it's really kind of odd because South Carolina had a 17-point halftime lead. They increased it to 22 points at one time. And then they just kind of seemed like they were trying to coast in the third quarter. Got outscored 23-16 in the third quarter. They let Indiana cut it to two with about a minute to go. Maybe a touch over a minute, somewhere around there. So they had a little bit of a scare yesterday. Mackenzie Holmes and Indiana, they had a little bit of a – they put a little scare into South Carolina yesterday, but they did pull it out by 4 points, 79-75 to move on to the Elite Eight. They are still undefeated. And then the game of the day – I thought yesterday was the NC State-Stanford game. Oddly, Stanford had a 10-point lead at halftime with Cameron Brink and Hannah Jump. And NC State comes back in the second half and wins by 10 points after being down by 10 at halftime. Played an amazing second half. Congrats to the Wolfpack. They are the only team in the country that actually has both men's and women's into the Elite Eight. So congrats to the Wolfpack. You guys are killing it in basketball right now. So enjoy. And then the last game of the night was Texas and Gonzaga, and I thought Texas basically controlled this game from the start. Gonzaga, you know, really struggled offensively last night, only scored 47 points. And Texas, the number one seed, won 69-47. And then today's games, they get started here in an hour, a little over an hour. So the first game of the day is UCLA and LSU, a 2-3. LSU's the 3. Angel Reese going against UCLA, the defending champs. That's going to be a good one to keep up with. And then at 2:30 today, Iowa versus Colorado. This is a rematch of the Sweet 16 game last year. Close game. So Colorado is a great defensive team. This will be a kind of a battle matchup. It's kind of like just the West Virginia game was. So that's going to be interesting. And then later today, we get Baylor and USC. You know, USC's got the phenomenal freshman Juju Watkins, and Baylor's got a couple of ex-Kentucky players. The 2022 team that won the SEC championship and beat South Carolina. They've got a couple of those players, Dreona Edwards and Jada Walker. So, and then tonight we get Duke versus UConn. Kara Lawson versus Gino. Paige Beckers. You don't get much better, to be quite honest with you. So it's going to be a very interesting day on the women's side to finish off the Elite Eight. And then the women's Elite Eight will be Sunday and Monday. Their tournament is always Friday to Monday. So that is where we are with this Sweet 16. I was just saying the women's Sweet 16 tournament continues today. I just ran through the games for you guys. All right, so matchups. So far, Elite Eight games on the women's side. We have Oregon State, the 3 seed, versus South Carolina. And that game is in Albany. It's one of the Albany brackets there. And then the other one is going to be NC State versus Texas in the Portland bracket. And that's what we have so far. Today's winners and those games will move on to Albany and Portland as well on the women's side. Let me go back to the men's. Today's games, we've got Illinois versus UConn. That is a 1-3. And we've got a 4-6 here, Alabama versus Clemson. Neither one of these teams have ever been to the Final Four. So I've only been to the Elite Eight now twice. This is twice for each one. Neither one of these teams have ever been to the Final Four, so this is going to be a huge, huge game for one of these two teams. Clemson's been playing great. I tend to think this Alabama team's got a little bit more talent. Talent doesn't always win. And, you know, it's hard for me to go against the SEC here, even though I really kind of like this Clemson team. They're tough. They can shoot the ball. They've got a great post player. And they can be a challenge here for Alabama. It wouldn't surprise me at all if this is a very close game. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Clemson's not ahead part of this game. I just feel like that Bama is probably going to pull this one out. And then, of course, you got Illinois and UConn. And Illinois, it's got probably – we talked about it earlier with Bodkins. maybe the best player in the nation right now with Terrence Shannon Jr. And you can never count that out. I mean, he could go for 35 or 40 tonight or today. Mm-hmm. Tonight. They play at 5. These are probably central time zones that I'm quoting because I'm in the central. So, but, you know, so I think we're probably looking at UConn and Alabama. That's what Jerry Carter says here too. But I could see this, you know, I could see Clemson going through. It's really hard for me to imagine that this Illinois team, I thought Iowa State defensively would have a shot at beating UConn because they played such great defense. Just not sure, guys, that this Illinois team plays that kind of defense, even though they just beat them. Yeah, Jerry, I kind of agree. I see Clemson more so than Illinois a little bit. That's what I was just saying. So tomorrow you got Tennessee and Purdue. I think that's going to be a fantastic matchup tomorrow. And then you got the ACC matchup. You got NC State and Duke. Anything could happen here, guys. Like NC State could legitimately win this ball game. They are on such a roll. They've been playing so great. DJ Burns has been playing fantastic. I just said I would put him up there as the best. The last 2 weeks, he's been probably one of the two or three best players in the country. I mean, he's been playing fantastic. So, I mean, who knows? I tend to lean towards, I'll be honest with you. I think there's a little magic going on with NC State, and I tend to lean Purdue and NC State here. Do I think NC State is a better team than Duke? No, I don't. But I just think there's a little magic here going on, and the NCAA tournament sometimes builds that. And I can just see that kind of continuing here and having a magic run here for NC State all the way to the Final Four. So if I'm sitting here with you right now and picking, I'm going Purdue and NC State tomorrow. That's what I'm going. I think that would give us an ACC team. Of course, one of those is going to make it. SEC team, a Big East team, and a Big Ten team into the Final Four. So that would be my Final Four predictions for where we are setting. And the weekend update here on the men's side. And if I'm going to look at the women's side, I just can't go against South Carolina. On the women's side, you know, and I really feel like this Texas team with Madison Booker, a freshman, by the way, that's carrying them and more. I just feel like they are really great as well. I just see South Carolina and Texas winning tomorrow. And then I think Elite Eight, we're going to see – I predict that we're going to see Iowa and Angel Reese and LSU in the Elite Eight, which is a matchup, a rematch of the final game last year. Give me Caitlin Clark, if I'm going to predict this game, to get the advantage over Angel Reese this time. And then I'm going USC and UConn. Final four predictions from where we are sitting right now. I think I'm going to go USC and Juju Watkins making this is their first Sweet 16 since 1994. I mean, you're going to the way back machine when Cheryl Miller was a coach there. So I can see them making a run here. And that would give three number one seeds in. You can never count out Baylor. They've been a really, really great school. Mulkey was there for a lot of years now, winning titles. Brittany Griner, I mean, it goes way back now. So you can never count them out. But if I was picking teams right now, and I am, that's who I got on the Final Four side, doing a little bit of predictions for you guys. I do not have it up. And to be honest with you, I've been swamped and really busy in covering stuff the last couple of days. I will try to get an update up on our Facebook and Twitter page this afternoon on where our standings are in our CBS Bracket Challenge. I have just been really busy and have not had a chance to really do that. So just to talk about it real quick here, on both the men's and women's brackets, I will try to do an update as soon as I can. I definitely will have an update for you ready on Tuesday's show, which will be the end here of the Elite Eight rounds, and the Final Four will be ready, and we'll be heading into the next weekend for the Final Four. I will definitely have an update here with you on the show about our brackets. The winner is going to get home field apparel. So that is going to be, just realized I haven't had that up on the ticker, but the winner is going to get 20% off on home field apparel for each bracket. The men's bracket, if you win that, the winner of that's going to get 20%. The women's bracket, if you win that, is going to get 20% off. It's a vintage apparel company. They've got really cool stuff, over 180 teams to choose from. So 180 schools to choose from, teams. So it's a great gift for you guys for winning our bracket challenge. And we are doing CBS. I kind of like it and that one a little better. All right. So the last thing I want to get into here is our next show is going to be Tuesday, April the 2nd. Here at College Sports Cast, we're going to do a rendition of our Big Fuck show. We're going to be talking about some Final Four topics, some March Madness topics, and some kind of hit on things that's been going here in the whole month of March. And we're going to lead into April with our Final Four weekends and national championships, and we're going to have a great show. But first, I want to say we're going to have a special guest with us, Kentucky women basketball senior guard Emma King is coming on College Sportscast Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. That should say Eastern, not Central. And I just noticed that I have the times wrong here. Okay, how about that? 9 p.m. Eastern time. All right, sorry about that, guys. She is going to join us right here at College Sportscast. We are going... She is a fifth-year senior. She was on this year's team. She was just playing here in March. And we are excited to have Emma on the show with us. She was part of the 2022 SEC Women's Conference Championship team from Kentucky that won the conference tournament over the great Dawn Staley and the South Carolina team. Matter of fact, that is the last SEC loss for South Carolina. South Carolina's not had a regular season loss since December of 2021. Just so you guys know, in the women's side of this. But we're going to have Emma King with us on Tuesday night for about a 20-minute segment here. We're going to be calling these segments our Lady Cats Blast. College Sports Cast, Lady Cats Blast. So this Emma is going to come on, and Emma King is going to be our very first guest for our Lady Cats Blast segment. And we are excited for that. We're going to reflect on her career a little bit and talk about some of her favorite moments and happiest memories. And then we're going to ask her a little bit about what she's doing going forward in life. And we're going to just kind of catch up with Emma King, and we're going to have a little fun doing it. And we appreciate the University of Kentucky. We appreciate the Kentucky women's basketball. I want to give a huge shout out to Cammie Moore and to Emma King for helping me set this up, and the University of Kentucky athletics departments for helping me set this up and for allowing us to set this up. So we are hoping to do more of these Lady Cats Blast segments. Possibly, maybe I could have a special guest on a little bit later that was, in the next few weeks or this summer sometime. And then into the next season, I'm hoping to be able to do several more of these with the opportunity that we've been given here and make the Lady Cats proud and to make Kentucky women's basketball proud and the University of Kentucky proud. So just want to give a huge shout out here. Tomorrow is Easter, so I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. Hope everybody has a great family day. All the kids get candy and find lots of eggs. Everybody has a happy day and a happy Easter and a blessing as well for each and every one of you here from College Sports Cast for a happy Easter as well. So I'm going to wrap this up with that. Try to keep this kind of short and sweet. I agree with you. South Carolina has shown some signs that, like I said, they jumped up yesterday and they kind of fell off. So, I'm not sure if they're going to run through this or not. I do think they're going to get to the Final Four, though. All right, Jerry, I appreciate you being with me. Like I said, guys, happy Easter to you. Happy Easter to everybody. And I hope you guys have a great family day, many blessings, and all the kids are happy. Lots of chocolate, Easter eggs, and all that kind of stuff. So, again, happy Easter. We will see you on Tuesday night for our special show, our Big Fuss Final Four edition with a special guest, Emma King, Kentucky women's basketball senior guard.